Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, welcome back as we are live here, back at it here. Big City Wings, Katie, Morton Ranch location. Come on out, have a good time. I already see somebody in a icy white Texans jersey. Hopefully you're wearing that to the game in the old whiteout, as they're going to be in white tops, white bottoms. So it should be a fun one out there Sunday, a football Friday here at Big City Wings. Come on out and hang out with us. A lot to get to. All right, Clint.
Ryan, can we talk about them icy whites real quick?
We can. We can. And that's what I said. I told you, we talked to Titus yesterday, and I have some real expectations on what kind of shoe combination he's going to put together with that, because you can ruin it.
Shoes are important.
Sidewind-ass tennis shoes.
Shoes are important, man. Look, Hey, the Texans in the NFL have done it all for you. All you've got to do is decide on the shoes. That's it. It's all you got to do is decide on the shoes. All right? It's white shoes. Ron, it's white shoes. Period.
I think it's just, to me, some red ones could be clean.
You can get away with red.
That's the only, just not black.
We're not going black. We're not going dark blue. We're not. We're doing
white or red.
If you want to look fast, go white. If you want to take a little bit of a risk and stand out a little bit, go red. I agree with you. Red can go.
Red will be cold.
But yeah. You gotta pick the right shoes, man. This isn't. I want to wear my J's, and the J's happen to be black and white ones.
Get you some white ones.
No, man.
Some red ones.
It's got to be all white.
Yeah, girl.
All red, nothing else. You should be fined if you wear something other than white or red shoes this weekend.
Fine.
You should be fine. You're screwing up the jersey. You're screwing up the whole thing.
You got a price? Like a fine?
We'll hit them light. I mean, for them, light. We'll hit them for 5 Gs. I mean, at least 2,500, if not 5 Gs.
You'd be standing at the door with a.
I'm gonna say nothing. You want my? Yep.
Got
tank,
him. Got
tank,
him.
Tank deal.
And then had that. Mm-hmm. Just had
who
that
did?
Come out on Tuesday, huh?
Who did? I've got to put it this way. I bet you Laramie Tunsil ain't wearing no bull job shoes.
And Titus Howard either, who we talked to yesterday, he made it seem like he was going to be aggressive with it. What are the coaching staff? I think the coaching staff need to be in all white. I know maybe they probably want to have a different color so you can see them, but I think they should be in all white too.
I tell you
or maybe all red. If they were in all red, the coaching staff just
Well, I tell you what, the
our blood brothers to get excited. So look,
now they're going to be in all white. They better be in all white.
Not the coaching staff.
Oh, absolutely.
The coaching staff. They want to look different so you can see them on the side.
I think you go all white. I think now there may be one or two coaches, like the coordinators, that need to be seen. Sure. But the overall, like the support staff and everybody, you're all white. It's that easy. And you got white, probably J's or Air Force Ones. One of the two. That's your two choices on the sideline. The training staff.
Yeah, I agree with the shoes got to be right for
Well, them. The training staff that's got to run out there and help somebody that's injured. Now, you can put on a more athletic shoe that's actually built to run, and you can put that on. But it needs to be
some
all
hookas.
White as well.
Put
now,
some hookas, the comfortable ones.
I'm going to tell you, D'Amico's got those blue – blue with the red swoosh, with the white sole, with the white laces. J's, them are clean now.
Yeah!
The white laced on the dark shoe with the white sole, that combination is hard to beat. So if he wears that with white on white, I can ride with it. Just him, not the players, just him.
All right, well, speaking of just him, D'Amico, he and his defense to me, there should be a high level of expectation from them this week. To me, I expect a dominant performance from this defense, because not just based off what we saw last week with the Bears, and they won the game, but it sure as hell wasn't because of their offense. They had three field goals and a 2-point conversion.
Yeah.
Right? They didn't score a touchdown all game long. They didn't crack 100 rushing or passing. They had 148 total yards of offense. Just awful. And when you bring in D'Amico and this defense and the parts they have, especially Clint, you know the defense is probably coming off of that game feeling like they maybe didn't hold up their end in the last game. They may have stopped the run, but they gave up way too many big plays. 27 points. I bet you they feel like they could have done a lot better. I expect a big performance from the defense.
Well, he's got to be he being D'Amico. D'Amico Ryans has to be the X factor in this game. I think, look, I always talk about the polos on the sideline being an advantage, and the Texans have that. They are an advantage week in, week out. There's no doubt about it. Bobby Slowick and D'Amico Ryans, they changed the game with their ability to game plan, to play design, to tilt their plan towards their players' strengths and away from their players' weaknesses. There's no doubt about that. They are impact players. They are an advantage. This week, D'Amico has to be the X factor. You're playing against a rookie quarterback that last week showed the tendencies to do what rookies typically do. Not what C.J. Stroud did last year, what rookies typically do, which is hold the football, run around, take 17-yard losses on screen plays, not make the right decision, be overwhelmed. Caleb Williams is a great quarterback. He is going to be really good this year. It just doesn't need to be this week against the Texans. When you've got D'Amico Ryans, from a disguising defense perspective, whether you're disguising a coverage or you're disguising a pressure, D'Amico Ryans has to be the X factor this week and keep Caleb Williams from getting in a rhythm. Whether that means confusing mentally by mixing up the coverages and disguising coverages, or you disguise the pressure and you're constantly around his feet, you're hitting him, whether he's got the football or not, there's contact on the quarterback, and so you end up rattling him at some point in the game. Regardless of how you do it, D'Amico Ryans schematically needs to be the X factor this game. This is a game where Danielle Hunter could absolutely go off the way that Caleb Williams holds the football. That's yes. Fine. But I'm talking about scheming things up constantly and make it to a point where Caleb Williams at halftime in this football game is mentally and physically exhausted.
Clint, you got an offensive line that struggled in every facet last week.
Yeah.
And they have struggled for a couple of years. Now, these guys have gotten better. They've got young tackles that have gotten better. But they've struggled. They struggled multiple possessions last week, almost all of them against that defensive line. And then you put D'Amico Ryans, who I believe is a top five defensive mind in the game, against a coordinator and a young quarterback just getting it together, right? Like very similar to McDonald last year going up against CJ for the first time, CJ and Bobby Slowick for the first time. It just didn't go smooth. Hell, either time they played, especially the first game of the year. And there should be confusion. There should be ability. And the parts that he has, he should be able to do it. And we'll see what happens Now, their injury report we'll give here in a little bit, but they've got some guys that are at least not 100% if they do play. It should be a real dominant, like you said, halftime. They're like, what the hell? What the hell are we doing? What is going on? So,
well, the key is going to be stopping that inside run. I just the difference between, and I'm just thinking, you know, 30,000 foot view. The difference between the Titans and the Texans is there's a guy named Simmons over there and there's a guy named Sweat over there.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.